Oops, where's my mouse? Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share.
What do we share?
We're sipping a lot.
I didn't save my title.
And sometimes we share.
Oh, no.
Too much.
We share. Yeah. We share. Mm-hmm. Our hearts go out to everybody in Iowa. Greenville, Iowa is just...
That looks crazy.
That is... I saw a video where it took down a... there was a tornado that went through there. Mm-hmm. If you haven't seen the pictures, it's devastating. There was one picture like before and after the same street.
Yeah, that was horrific.
I mean, actually, I haven't heard if they're fatalities.
I haven't heard either. I hope they're okay though, because that does sound really terrible.
Hopefully they have basements. So
yeah,
that's really scary. And then the hail in
Colorado.
That was crazy.
Like a foot of hail.
Yeah, it looked like this much in that photo you sent us.
Well, the pieces were huge. Like, I can't imagine cars and stuff.
Can you imagine if you're outside and you got hit in the head with that?
No.
Like,
no, you die.
Yeah.
Let alone the airplane thing.
Yeah.
There's just been craziness going
on. Wait, what's the airplane thing?
Oh, airplane dropped 6,000 feet.
Oh, the one in Singapore.
Yeah.
Somebody died.
I did see that.
And I just heard this morning he had a heart attack. That's why he died.
I would have a heart attack if my plane dropped 6,000 feet.
Yeah, this isn't like a demon drop or whatever it is.
It was also a Boeing plane, I'm just going to say.
It actually had to do with the changing wind currents or something. Yeah. That there was a wind current, but
I don't know. That sounds pretty crazy.
You guys wonder why I hate flying.
Well, I guess they rely on the pilots ahead of them to tell them where the wind currents are.
Oh,
which
wow.
It seems like, I don't
Somebody's
know.
Somebody's the guinea
pig. We
can
get to the moon. Like, maybe we can figure out where the wind currents are.
Yeah, flying is not my thing.
Someone smart maybe could work on that one.
That same article about the Singapore flight said that there were so many flights a year that, like, are, you know, like crash from turbulence. And I was just like, see, you guys, this is why every time we're on a flight, I'm like, okay.
Stay seatbelted. Yeah. That's what I took. And I really do stay seatbelted, but I think it should be pretty snug.
I mean, think about how many flights are traveling every single day.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, leaving every minute.
There's not that many issues.
I'm just going to knock on wood for all of us,
guys. I'll knock on wood because I'm leaving on a plane Saturday.
You be careful.
So, but today it's a fun day. We have a monthly subscription. Who wants to tell them what the monthly subscription is?
Well, if you don't know, and I know Bill got his, I think, first box, right, Bill? Every month we curate 4 different flavors of coffee and, you know, come up with a theme, pick 4 flavors that go with that theme, and it delivers to your door for as low as $20.
Like last month was Alice in Wonderland. We've had like totally 80s
mocktails. It was not Alice in Wonderland. It was Wizard of Oz.
Oh, Wizard of Oz.
But I really like where you're going with that. We did do Alice in Wonderland a couple years ago.
Yeah.
You know what? I was going with that though.
One of those fables.
Yeah.
That's
a more story.
But we're almost out of some of those coffees.
The Bananas Foster, I think there's like 10 left.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah.
I've seen some huge orders for the Bananas Foster go out.
A little bit more back by Vicky, but not.
Yeah. Well, which not brings us to our this month's box.
Yeah, which
because
is the best
we
of the best.
Do the best of the best.
Yeah.
So it's just we take the favorite ones
and put them
in a box
based on your sales.
On sales and just comments too. We look at everything.
Yeah.
And so we've got the best of the best box. So it's kind of fun. You either get to revisit a flavor that you had previously and loved. I mean, they're ones that people
hopefully
love.
You loved it.
or you get the best of the best.
Yeah. Or you get a revisiting of one you didn't like.
So we
really
do
sorry.
This once a year. So we do the best
on
of
our
best
anniversary.
Once a year.
So it's on our starting anniversary, and this is our fourth
anniversary of the box.
Yeah.
Coffee Beanery's in business since 1976. So I love when people say happy anniversary. I'm like, thanks for
of our box.
Of our box.
Carrot cake. Oh, yeah.
What did you think of carrot cake? That's one of my favorite flavors. I always tell the story, but when we first developed that flavor, like 14 years ago, because I was pregnant with my youngest son, I went crazy for carrot cake.
14?
Yeah, because he'll be 14 in November, and I was pregnant. Okay. And when we were trying the coffees, I went one day and I got a whole carrot cake for myself to eat. And I took it to my husband's softball game and I was like, does anybody else want some cake? They're like, no, we're playing
does
softball.
Does anybody else want some cake?
Yeah, basically just like this. And I was like, okay, cool. You don't want any?
No one's going to tell a pregnant woman.
They were not.
Share food.
I think they knew the right answer there.
Yeah.
So But yeah, we've dabbled with that flavor throughout the years, and I do love it.
Okay, so we're going to start off with strawberry crunch bar, vanilla ice cream rolled in strawberry shortcake crunch.
Yum. This one smells so good.
I really
this
want
morning.
Coffee too. Mm-hmm. I had a little bit of coffee already. I couldn't.
I was waiting, but I was getting like, okay, is it 10 yet?
I had a cup, and then I was like, should I have had a cup?
Every time we run the strawberry, it's like one of my favorites.
Oh, yeah. Bill says he loves the whole box. Yeah, this is delicious.
And they're really, I know we say this a lot, but this one's crazy already.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you take all the box, you know, the flavors that are the best.
Like regulars have been running out. The decafs hang around a little bit longer.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you really want to try a flavor we've talked about before and you don't mind not having caffeine, the decafs taste just the same. So if you want to try a flavor, don't be afraid to try it in decaf. And our decaf is made with water and
carbon
filters, no chemicals. Mm-hmm. So people who have some negative connotations on decaf, our decaf is Swiss water processed. So it's really healthy.
Strawberry crunch is
this
so
is super good.
I love this one. It's so creamy and good and sweet and yummy.
I actually bought some competitors' coffee, and we're going to try it later, which is something we'd like to do.
Yeah. Well, we say we'd like to do it. We don't actually
usually
enjoy it.
Yeah, most of the time I can't get over the coffee base flavor.
Yeah, so we'll see, because they're a pretty big competitor of ours, so I'd like to know how their base is.
Randy asks, are lavender praline syrups coming back?
So lavender, Brandy.
Is in the warehouse.
Brandy from Tennessee, hello. We did lavender and the white chocolate lavender drink. I don't think it's an LTO this year. I don't know if we have lavender right now.
I don't know either.
But maybe I'll ask Jenny if she can add a case.
I'm thinking blackberry.
Blackberry is delicious.
And praline was in another LTO, and I don't know if we've got that one scheduled. I don't think we've got that one scheduled for August
either. But those are things that we can order.
Yeah. Yeah, if you shoot me an email, you've got my email, and just remind me, maybe I'll remember after this, you never know. I'll ask Jenny to get those. We can get a case of each of those.
Okay, that's wonderful. That strawberry crunch bar.
Strawberry and banana were his favorite. Strawberry is good.
Good choice. Good choice.
Okay.
All right.
And then the second one.
Just like eating cake in a cup.
Frosted carrot cake. Sweet spiced cake iced with decadent cream cheese frosting. I do not care for frosted carrot cake, except for...
You don't like actual carrot cake?
I do not. But then now I've had two that I've liked.
The Sam's Club one is so good.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
The neighbor, the boy's neighbor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her carrot cake was really good because it was... Yes. It had more flavors and more stuff in it.
I don't like when they put like a ton of the like raisiny things.
Oh, I like
there.
That. No, no, no. That's what I like.
Yeah.
To me, and I don't know, you guys can vote in the comments. Raisins don't go on carrot cake. Mm. Not ever.
I don't
That's
mind
why I liked
some.
It.
None. It's a texture thing for me. Like,
it's not my favorite.
But I hate raisins anyways. Like, I'm the person who picks raisins out of trail mix. Like, I don't like raisins. I know.
Yeah, like it's raisins. I like a cherry better.
It's a dried up nasty grape is what it is.
Yeah,
and it goes in the
like,
trash.
I mean, it's got that spice just like the carrot cake.
I feel passionately.
I don't like carrot cake. I don't like that coffee. I don't like carrot cake.
Oh, I'm really?
I was watching like a video and it was someone who didn't know that raisins were like dried grapes. And they were like, so you're telling me if I leave grapes on my counter, they're going to turn into raisins? The guy's like, no.
Did you see the video where the girl's like braiding the waitress a little bit?
I didn't realize that they're dried grapes. So
they're like dehydrated.
Okay.
It's like dried apricots.
Like you dry candy now.
Like, that's freeze dried. So that's a little bit different. But think about like dried apricots and stuff. Yeah. Or like when you like make beef jerky, you have to put it in like a dehydrator to get
to
the
just
moisture,
suck the water out.
Moisture out of it. Yeah.
So that's how they make raisins. They take grapes and suck the water out.
Yes. No raisins and carrot cake. Thank you, Deborah. You have always been my favorite.
I am. I would like nuts and raisins. I want to make it as little close to carrot cake as possible. So throw all the stuff in it.
For Britton's birthday, I was looking for carrot cake. I think I got you a carrot cake cupcake because she and I love carrot cake.
And most of my kids do. It's their favorite.
I love this coffee because it tastes like you get
like
that cream cheese in it. You've got like everything that carrot cake is supposed to
be. For my birthday, Patty went to the local bakery and got me 6 cupcakes. And my kids were at the office that day. And I was like, I took a bite out of each cupcake because I'm like, I want to try them all. There are six different kinds. Yeah. So I tried them all and then I like let them have remnants.
That's what you should do. It was your birthday.
Yeah, it was my birthday.
I picked ones that didn't have dye, but I also thought you would like. You
and know? They all sounded like such good flavors.
Yeah. And then were they good?
Yeah. And like Houston and Dad were like hovering. Oh, like, yeah.
How
waiting.
They do. When I was walking out to give them to you, Kevin's like, oh, great. And I'm like, not for you. They're not yours.
Yeah.
I just ate a Rice Krispie treat for breakfast. I figured it was really close to Rice Krispies.
Hello, it's cereal. You basically had a bowl of cereal.
I mean, and then it's like dehydrated milk makes marshmallows.
Well, no, there's actually nut milk and marshmallows, but bless your heart.
I'm going to pretend. Yeah. It's just dehydrated milk. It turns into marshmallow
gelatin
fluff.
And sugar, I think.
Well, Rice Krispies, I've added enough sugar in my day to eat them that I'm sure it's
you had
equivalent.
Cereal for breakfast. You
did
a good job today.
I think I had a healthy
like
breakfast.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So I am leaving Saturday to go to Florida and see my bestie. And I just want to say publicly, I am hallucinating. She does not snore.
Did she get mad at you?
Did she get mad at you for saying she snores?
She does not snore.
Uh-huh.
Well, if you want to watch our replay last week, you did say something different last week.
No, I was misspoke. I misspoke. Okay. So I'm going to see her Saturday.
And she called you out on the live.
She did.
She did.
I talked to her. That's the first thing out of her mouth. Like, what? I said it was a cute snore.
You did. But now we're talking about it again. And now you said it didn't happen.
I know.
But
it did not happen. It did not happen. Yeah. It's a figment of my imagination. So
and we're gonna replay these lives on Saturday. Next time we'll put that it's a replay.
Yeah.
And the reason we're doing that is because a lot of people have been like, oh, I didn't see it and now I can't find the post and they wanted to go back and watch it. So we're just gonna do a replay. Next time we'll make sure and say
If you see us talking on Saturday, no.
We're not here on Saturday.
We're not working.
We've just gotten quite a few requests of people wanting to see the videos and they can't find them.
And if we're not talking back to you, we're sorry. It's because we're not actually here.
Yeah.
We're just figures.
Bill says, oh no, she snores big time. I have a feeling.
No, she doesn't. They're the cutest little snores.
The cutest little snores.
But it does exist.
I'm sure it's, yeah. Anyway.
Anyways, change the subject quick. Next flavor.
So I'll see you for my birthday. 50 again. So the next one is Bananas Foster.
Yeah. And this has most definitely been the fan favorite this month. Mm.
It smells so good.
Caramelized brown sugar, cinnamon, and bananas served a la mode. Mm, this is so good.
And I actually talked to Logan. We're going to see if we have any more flavoring.
Oh, okay.
Because it's like
it's
gone. We might be able to make a little bit more.
Okay, that'd be a good idea.
We're checking to see. We just don't buy a lot of flavoring, so we can only make so much.
I like though that about us is that we're flexible because we're a small company that we can make those decisions quick. Like, oh cool, it's sold a lot. Maybe people really want more, you know.
But let's talk Bananas Foster.
Okay.
And Brennan's in New Orleans.
Oh, you said about that place, yeah.
They make it tableside for you.
Or is that the Bananas,
Bananas Foster? No, it's Bananas Foster. Mm. It is so good. If you ever go there, do that. They used to have the 7-course meal or breakfast, which was crazy.
Yeah.
And they would do all this stuff. And then we went there. They didn't do that any longer, so we made our own whatever course. And I'm like, oh, I'd like
Morning,
the Bananas
Jennifer.
Foster.
Hey, Jen.
And I'd like that first. And they laughed and walked away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My husband's like, no, she really does.
Banana's not for everyone. Like, I'm weird about my banana. Like, I don't.
Texture.
I
probably.
Don't like when it's mushy at all. But I'm on a weird banana kick, too. Like, for the last couple weeks, I've been having a banana every day.
It's so good with that. Yeah. Potassium that you
Oh, Jennifer, don't say banana. You're going to get
Perfect timing. I don't know.
Don't say banana.
You knew we were talking about banana. You had to log in. But for real, Jennifer, if you want the Bananas Foster, it is almost gone. Yeah. We are going to see if Logan can maybe make some more.
Yeah.
But it is. And it is so, this is so good. And even if you're not, like you kind of said,
it's really different than banana.
It does resonate banana, but without the texture part of it, I love it.
Yeah. So for me, I'm a texture person, and that's why like bananas aren't for me, but I do like adore this coffee.
And I think I almost like our banana nut, I feel like tastes more candy like, and this tastes more like banana.
Yeah. Love it.
Yeah, I'm not a huge banana fan.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't know why I've been eating bananas lately.
Maybe your body is just craving them.
But as soon as they get like mushy, yeah. even a little bit, yeah. it's too much banana flavor okay, for me. And I'm out. If you get
mushy bananas, they'll bring them to me and I'll make banana bread.
And then sometimes, I do like banana bread. Well, maybe everybody. But sometimes I'll put it in my mouth and then it's just like.
Yeah, I'm like that bleh. With texture. Yeah.
I tried to make.
I can't. I just.
Banana yeah. bread in the bread maker a couple weeks ago because it said you could.
Yeah.
It didn't bake
really
like, and then Jason had already taken it out. I would have baked it way longer yeah. had I known
banana bread is so good
in the oven. It's great.
Michelle, who used to work here, gave me a really good recipe for banana bread, and you actually take baking soda and you squeeze lemon over it.
Yeah.
And then it activates it. And then whatever it does in the bread is just super good. Mm.
And I noticed too, I mean, our oven kind of sucks. We have a gas stove, which is great for the top part, but a gas oven is super inconsistent.
Yeah.
So I find that when I bake any sort of bread, it takes way longer than it says that it should.
The best thing I ever did was bought a double oven. Yeah. Because I can bake so much more, like, and at different temperatures.
Well, that's what we're going to bake.
That would be good.
And I do.
The next stove.
I do not.
We'll get we want a gas top with an electric stove part.
Okay.
Or with an electric oven.
Can you get a separate?
Yeah. Oh, cool. Yeah, you can do a gas range with an electric oven.
Thank you.
And then it just holds temperature more evenly.
Oh, okay. Who knew?
So. Jason.
You guys are really good at researching things, though.
I gas ovens scare me, or gas stoves scare me. So, but
I don't like them.
Just but I don't make cook, me nervous.
So it doesn't really matter what I
That's
like.
That's what I finally said for the next one. Kevin can get whatever he wants. But we use our Ninja air fryer all the time. We cook pizzas in it. We cook everything in it.
We have one just like yours. We use that. I mean, often
we use it 95% of the time.
Yeah,
because it takes so long to heat the oven.
Yeah, we just reheat stuff in it.
Yeah.
But we don't do that very often. We mainly make dinner and then we use the leftovers for lunch.
Oh, yeah, it's smart. Great for leftovers.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have two air fryers because we like to do app night a lot. You know, when you go to the freezer section and you buy potato skins and mozzarella sticks.
Oh, yeah, it's the best.
You know, and then so then we can make them at the same time.
I have an extra one. I bought one if we want to do it instead of a microwave.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
the problem.
It's
like, which one do you want?
Right? Yeah. It's like both.
Yeah.
So, because we don't have a microwave at home, so we never use one. We literally use the air fryer.
Well, it's just
for
hard because if you have like soup or mac and cheese or something like that, you need the microwave. But if you want,
but do you?
But like,
I wouldn't put soup in the air fryer. That'd be. I mean, I guess you could try it, but
you'd have to have like a special container and stuff. Yeah. Like you can't just sort of
you
Tupperware.
You had to put it in a glass bowl, probably. I don't think I'd put glass in there.
No, I wouldn't.
No, I put glass in all the time.
I don't know. I don't know the rules.
I use the glass baking dishes.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know the cooking
rules. I put everything in the glass baking dishes.
I want to know more about that.
It makes a good pizza in 10 minutes.
I mean, I've lit stuff on fire in the microwave often because I don't know what can go in the microwave.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how to.
Definitely not metal.
Like she said, we grew up without one. Yeah. But sometimes, like, I've gotten a paper takeout container and I put it in there and I didn't think there was metal or anything on it. And then it would, like, start sparking. And I'm like, okay, it's got to be in the paper somewhere.
Yeah, I always take it out of the container and put it on a plate because you just never know what's in there.
Yeah. Whoops.
Hey, you know what?
Okay.
I want to know more about this restaurant in New Jersey where I can get a bananas foster cheesecake, Bill. That sounds
good. Oh, that does sound so good. Bananas
foster cheesecake.
You know what?
In Key West, we had the fried key lime pie.
Oh, yeah.
And it was the best.
I've never had that.
It was crazy. It was so good. Well, I went with my healthy friends and they're all, you know, getting healthy salads and stuff. And I'm like, oh, the deep fried key lime.
Yeah.
For my entree.
Exactly.
Thank you.
No. And it was so good because it was still cold in the middle. They must do it
like,
frozen.
Okay, so key lime pie has got to be good for you because
it's a fruit.
Okay, and then you've got your vitamin C. Okay.
I've done that
Sweet
before.
Sweet condensed milk is dairy.
Because you eat your meal and then you're never hungry for dessert. So if there's a dessert I really, really want to try, I'll get it first. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then...
Dessert first is
I just like when we went to Miraville and it was like, order as many entrees and appetizers and desserts. And Thomas were like, two desserts sound great. I would.
We're we just got extra table ones. We got table desserts.
Okay, one night, I 100% got a creme brulee and a black raspberry sorbet for myself, and I did
usually
not share.
Dessert's just a treat, though. I don't usually order dessert when we go places. But once in a while, there's like that something on the menu that's like, oh my gosh, we have to try
if
this.
If you have creme brulee, I'm going to order it. That's my favorite.
Yeah, I don't. It's my favorite, but I don't
hurt your belly.
Order it. It does. It does hurt my stomach.
Oh, God. Key lime pie with Oreo. I've never done that. That sounds that would be so good.
Yeah, this one was like almost a churro. Like it was almost had a churro thing on it. It was, but I love because I was worried, like I don't like things when they're warm in the middle and they're not supposed to be like key lime pie's not supposed to be warm.
Yeah.
So I just love that it was so crispy on the outside, but still, they must have done it frozen. It was still cold on the inside.
Yeah. Interesting.
And everybody was trying to eat mine.
Jennifer says, and key lime pie has a ton of sugar. No, it doesn't.
No, it's definitely fruit.
Don't be negative, Jen. Come on.
I think it's a breakfast food.
Yeah. Had it in Key West.
Oh, yeah.
Key West is amazing.
When we went to Key West, we had the chocolate dipped key lime.
Tres leches. And that was good. No. Oh, my gosh. We had tres leches this weekend. There is a new Mexican restaurant. Well, it's not super new anymore, but in Fenton, and it's got a duck. It's called like El Patos or something. I don't know, but duck is its logo.
Oh, cool.
And it's duck themed everywhere. So like they have a duck vending machine. They have ducks all over, but really good
food.
Where
is it?
It is where Yaya's used to be.
Oh, okay.
I don't know where that is, but I love Mexican food more than life.
And they have tres leches with a mini duck on top of it, and it was so good.
Is it soggy, though? Because isn't that tres leche usually soggy?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's normal soggy.
I made it before, and it was really good.
Yeah, we made it.
It was kind of hard to make.
We made it for our photo shoot for the Coffee of the Month box.
Yes, it was good.
And you made it or I made it?
I made it one time. It was good.
Okay.
Do you know what, Jennifer? I like, there's a brand of key lime juice that you can buy, and it's called like key lime, like a
juice.
No, but it's actually, it's like I named after a lady or something. I can't remember. That is really good key lime juice, and you really don't have, like, I just use that in my key lime pies, and it's fantastic.
Hmm. Yeah.
And when I worked for Marshall Fields back in the day when I worked in the restaurant, that is what we used. And we also put cinnamon in the crust. And that's how I make it now, even though you guys don't like cinnamon. When I make you key lime bars, I'm feeding you cinnamon. You just don't
know it.
Well,
like I like hidden cinnamon.
Yeah.
And it just or like cinnamon toast. Sweet.
Yeah.
You know, like.
You wouldn't think that cinnamon and key lime would go together, but I'm telling you it does.
Hmm. Yeah, like cinnamon sugar is
just Marshall Fields cracks me up. What was it? Marshall Fields Thin Hudson's Hudson Masons.
It's Key West brand.
Yes. Yeah. I think so. Maybe it's Nelly's or something. I'm trying to remember. Maybe I'll find a picture later and send it to you guys. But yeah, it's good.
Okay.
It was Hudson's, Marshall Fields, and now Macy's.
Okay.
My husband started working there when it was Hudson's. Mm-hmm. I came in when it was Marshall Fields, and then now it's Macy's. And now I don't think there's any restaurants anymore, but I can make you all the food off
the
menu.
I remember that going to like the fancy mall with grandma, and they had the big restaurant.
Going to the restaurant. It was like an experience. It was fun. An American Girl back in the day.
Their Hudson's like shoe section at the super nice mall. And they were like attendants. It was like, do you need a water? Do you need a? And it's like, what is this place?
Yeah.
Or the That's train. Crazy. Remember that train that they had?
What about Chicago American Girl though? Back in the day when it was like they had the little stage show. Yeah. And the little cute cafe.
Yeah. Oof, I love Michigan Avenue in Chicago. It's so fun.
Now they moved it into a mall.
And it's just Nelly and Joe's. There you go.
See, I was right. Nelly. Yes. Close. Thank you. Thank
you
for looking that up.
Because of Nelly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's something like, it's Nelly something. Yeah.
I was like, have we done a key lime coffee? But lime coffee never.
It never does.
We have done.
It is good.
We like it. People just won't try it.
We did a lime margarita. I swear, didn't we do a key lime?
I think we did a key lime.
Or a key lime drink.
Yeah.
No, that's a lime margarita.
It's good. Like, and it's like, you know, people really go for the lemon. Like last month we had a lemon jump on it and other people are like lemon and coffee
I moved on
so good.
I drank this, I'm like, oh, this is really good.
We're like, what is this?
Hazelnut bonbon.
Oh, nice.
Hazelnut bonbon. Okay, yeah, this was a favorite.
So
try that, Jennifer, if you haven't. It's
velvety
such good
chocolate
key lime
paired with nutty hazelnut. That's really creative.
super good.
You know, actually, Ashley's been writing some of the descriptions, and then I just go in and like tweak them a little bit. So she's gotten a good start on them.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know if I wrote that or if she did.
I don't know.
I think we copied the ones from last year. Maybe I
tell
did that
chat
one.
To write the whole blog.
That's great.
And I include the flavors and like the notes I want, and then I just go tweak it.
Yep.
I did that with a sales sheet. Yeah. It's like, okay, now market.
Well, because it's like sometimes you just have brain freeze describing stuff where you're like, I don't know the best way to describe this.
Yeah.
That this one's good. It's for chocolate lovers. This is really good. Somebody just emailed me yesterday and they're like, what does it taste like? I'm like, a Ferrero Rocher.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Exactly.
I don't care for those and I don't care for hazelnut. So for me, I don't like that one very much. Yeah. I'm going back to strawberry.
To strawberry.
I don't think I like hazelnut. And our hazelnut coffee, you know, obviously we taste all of our coffees and our hazelnut is excellent. It's an excellent coffee. I don't care for hazelnuts. But somehow with the chocolate, I like it together.
I like actual hazelnuts. And then the Ferrero Rocher.
Are those the big, weird, big ones that I always pick out, probably?
Thing. I always think I'm, like, it's never the thing that I pick at the grocery store. Yeah. But anytime I get them, I'm like, oh, I like this.
I like these.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sedona loves them. Sedona always wants the fancy gold.
And things. The Nutella. And I'm not a Nutella fan either because I'm not a huge fan.
Oh, you don't
of
like Nutella?
No.
That's so sad. I feel sad for you.
Sad for me too, because everybody else loves it and I don't.
We had Nutella on those French. What were those little waffle things we had, or something?
She wasn't there.
Oh, you weren't on our side of the table.
I was on the side of the table where we ate off our own plates.
I know.
No, you weren't. It was Grammy, me, and
Stray
you.
Stray Cat,
Stray Hen, and Ann Arbor.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you weren't there the next.
Yeah, you
morning.
Didn't. That's there right. The
okay. Yeah. But we went to this before.
Breakfast place in Ann Arbor, and they had a waffle sampler.
If you're ever in Michigan, Ann Arbor is like a super.
It's like one of the food capitals.
Cool
of the
college
world.
Town, but super foodie.
I'm gonna
lots
say
lots of fun places to go.
Crazy Jim's Blimpy Burger, though, that's an experience.
And if you go on YouTube and look up Ann Arbor food, try to find recent videos. And I mean, make reservations, plan ahead because these places are packed.
Yeah, the Serpent Turtle was good when we went.
But that Stray Hen, we went there for breakfast, and it was like $10.
It was
for
also
breakfast.
The most unique
really
ordering experience ever.
Yes,
like so. You walk in the door and she's like, hey, it's going to be 30 minutes or whatever. And there's a line, like a queue, and she hands you menus. And so you look at the menus while you're in line.
Okay.
When you get to the front of the line, you order your food, you order your drinks, you pick up your drinks at the like coffee bar, and then you.
Then you go sit.
And you get a number and a table.
Oh, and then you quick serve. Okay.
And then you go
but
sit.
But it's for half an hour you're in line.
It's like, it's, yeah, it's just like in. Because it's so little that it's almost like standing table service. Oh. Like it's the weirdest thing because then they bring you all of your
and
stuff.
And they were
at
so
the
accommodating because my mom was with us and she had been standing a lot the day before.
Yeah, we were at a
so
book convention. So
they found,
tons
they found
of
a little couch for her and then she told her when it was time to meet us over
that's
there.
Nice.
It was nice.
Yeah. And the hostess. I mean, she had these things in order.
Oh,
like
she
had
was.
This restaurant on lockdown.
She did. Her. And she had a cast on her leg.
She did, yeah.
So she's walking around with a cast.
She kept everybody moving.
She was on top of it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And I
good.
Don't even know that it actually took 30 minutes or whatever.
I don't think so.
But it was great. I mean, some people there had like water glasses where you could go serve your own water so you could get water in line or whatever. That's
and there was a really funny thing on the wall and it said mom send money, didn't it?
Yeah it was like I'm broke
picture.
Send money
because it's college town.
I love
mom
that.
Send money so it was like one of those you know greenery backgrounds with the neon letters mom send money.
I'd like it to send that to my
really
mom now.
Cute.
It was cute.
Yeah, we're getting apricot cake. Some of my favorite comments, they're like, I used to drink this coffee back in the day.
Yeah.
It was one of my first flavored coffees. And I'm like, yeah, that's what we tried to recreate was that.
It's funny because in 1990, for sure, 1990s, we had apricot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I love is just like trying to bring back some of those flavors. But Lori and I actually found an old like archive that we had.
Yeah.
And there was like a gazillion flavors. And I'm like, what? I thought we had like six flavors, not like.
No,
there
we
was
had
a
bunch.
There,
no
and
idea.
It would be like hazelnut chocolate, like variations on the same flavor.
Like 19
I
different
bet
variations.
That they mixed flavors together back in the day. I bet that they
Would have had
mixed
to.
It together.
Yeah.
Which crazy. Doesn't, we try not to mix flavors.
Yeah, well, you don't always get the consistency that you're looking for
either. But mixing brewed flavors.
Well, even grinds really well. Together. You can mix grinds together and brew them together.
Yeah. That's, but I the like actual flavoring can.
Yeah. I like mixing blueberry cobbler and French toast because you get like all that cinnamony blueberry goodness.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
I know. I really, at the end of the time, usually I mix all four of these together and it tastes good.
Yeah.
So
it is fun to mix and match. Yeah. Like the strawberry with the chocolate hazelnut would probably be really good.
Yeah. What are we? So we're under 10 days out from the release of our next round of flavors.
Yes, yeah. In pods. So, I mean, these are flavors that are in the lineup, but the chocolate marshmallow, the butter pecan ice cream, cinnamon bun, and Irish cream cheesecake will all be in pods released to everybody June 1st.
Regular and decaf, so that's kind of cool.
Yeah, they're live for the VIPs right now.
And our influencers are tasting them, and then they keep sending me messages, oh, my God, this is my favorite. And the next minute, I'm like, oh, wait, this is my favorite. And I'm like, I'm with you on that. I can't pick one either. I guess if I'm going to pick one, though, I'm going to do butter pecan.
We've also added 96 counts and 192 counts in everything.
Nice. Yes. I know that was a lot of work for you.
Which is crazy. I just think it's crazy that people get 192 pods of the same coffee.
If you like what you like. I think, too, we have quite a few customers that who have company addresses that those are going to. So I think they're doing it for their offices.
Hopefully everybody in the office likes that.
But of the same one is what, I don't know.
Which we do sell wholesale. So, I mean, if you do have a company and you're brewing for your office or something like that, reach out.
Yeah.
We have a business,
wholesale website. Yeah, don't go to Sam's Club. Get good coffee for your office. I mean, I think it's one of the nicest things you can do for your employees is give them good coffee. I mean, really.
Right.
I would hate. Oof. That's one of the best perks of working here, I guess.
I would agree.
Good coffee every day.
Coffee.
Because, like, I get, like...
I'd bring my own.
I get rationally angry if I get bad coffee. Like, if I'm out somewhere and I'm like, I got to get this coffee. I'm like, why'd you waste my time?
And there's so much bad coffee out there.
A bug or something in there.
I know. I heard something.
I heard it. Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. Nice to meet you.
It does. It sounds like there's something.
I'm going to freak out.
You guys, one time, Lori and I were eating lunch in the conference room and a bird did get in. And you never saw her hit the floor so fast. We crawled out on our hands and knees.
She wouldn't go in the conference room for like 4 months. And they the ceiling tile had been pulled out because they were redoing some wiring.
And their ceiling tile's gone from the
Logan
room,
says it's definitely burned. And there's
Logan,
not ceiling tiles.
You want
tiles
to see her freak out right now?
Well, so we're, my gosh.
Got open ceiling tile.
Oh my gosh, you guys, I'm going to. Okay, so first of all, it's a blackbird. And we're sitting there eating lunch and it just.
So it literally swooped down at us.
It swooped down at us. So we drop to the floor. We run to the other office. And Patty, bless her heart, goes back to get our food.
Yeah, because it was pancakes from Cracker Barrel. There. We weren't letting that go.
And then we were just sitting there going, I don't think I can eat. I think we were freaked out.
We were too nervous to eat.
And I didn't go in there for a long time. I tried to barricade where the TV is.
Well, they came and there was they found an entrance hole outside and they closed it up.
Yeah, oof, but you know.
But this is an old building. Logan.
Shut up.
What is he saying?
He says, hopefully he doesn't come out that hole.
There's ceiling tiles. So we.
There are missing ceiling tiles.
Yeah, our
right
studio
there.
Was two offices. And Logan and I one day came to mom and we were like, hey, mom, what if we cut out this whole wall?
We have a cutout
in
the wall.
And this closet. And she was like, I don't think that's going to work. And we're like, okay. And so then we just go get tools and start taking the wall out. It does. It works great in here.
It does work great.
It does.
But there's no ceiling tiles because there was a closet there.
All I'm saying is if a bird comes out that hole, you're going to watch all of us run out and we're mic'd in.
With our mics. We're going to do it'd be like when you're getting gas. When you're getting gas and you're taking the pump with you.
That's what it's going to look like.
Oh my gosh. That would be horrible. That's so expensive.
It is such an irrational reaction. When I get scared, I do crazy things and jump on tables and
you mean like when
I'm in the
snakes?
Middle of a restaurant?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, what about when we were in Key West and the chickens were getting close to you?
Yeah, I'm not all about those chickens in Key West. No. I have so I put my feet on the table so they don't
Oh, but they want to be your friend. They want to sit right next to you.
And animals love me. Cats love me. I don't like cats.
I don't like cats either.
I don't like cats.
And they always want to like jump in your lap and I just freeze. I'm like,
my high school boyfriend, this cat literally jumped from a ledge onto his face and clawed his face. Yeah, Brilo, what a great cat that was.
I'm more of a dog person.
I don't like cats. We were over at my mother-in-law's and they have two cats and one of the cats started to like roll onto its back and we only have dogs. So I told my kids, I'm like, do not pet its belly. Like, do not pet the cat's belly. And they're like, why? It's rolling over. I'm like, because when I was little, a cat rolled over like that and I'd only had experience with dogs. So I'm like, okay, it wants its belly pet.
Yeah.
So I pet its belly. It bit my whole arm. Ooh. And I've been really scared of cats ever since, but I didn't know cats don't like their bellies.
I think they're like unpredictable. I didn't know that either.
I think some do. I don't know.
Some do, I guess.
And then cats love me. If I go to someone's house, the cat's like trying to sidle up next to me and I'm just like, they just literally just scare me.
Yeah. Bryn's cats.
Maybe
were
if I
like
knew
that.
Them, but and then they'll like dart out at you weird.
My big thing is I just hate like litter boxes. Like we had cats and it was like you could scoop it every day. It didn't matter. You could change the litter every day and the dang thing would still pee everywhere but the litter box.
Oh, I'm sure there's really cool cats.
Yeah.
And I'm sure
I've never had
the
one.
Little
I'm
kittens
sorry.
On the farm were adorable. The kids were playing and wanted to steal and bring home.
We go take photos at this farm and they always have, you know, farm cats. But there's always kittens. And my kids pick these kittens up and they carry them around.
Oh, they're the poor cat. Like they're just like hanging.
Well, and that's the thing. I'm like, tell them to be gentle and cradle like a baby, and then they put the cat down, and before they get three steps away, the kitten's like jumping back into their arms. So I'm like, okay, the cat obviously wants to hang out.
The takeaway I have from this is that the three of us are never going to be cat ladies. However, I could see myself being a pug lady with 19 pugs, no doubt.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
The vet bills on that would kill me.
100%. But like, they just would like sleep all around me, on top of me, probably couldn't breathe. But you know, if you have three pugs, it's called a grumble, and I've got two, so I'm one pug away from grumble.
My dogs are so much work, though.
They are.
Like chicken, I like our chickens.
Yeah.
Like those are easy.
Yeah.
You don't have to interact with them.
I like my dog because my mom trained
but
it.
But you can.
So she had our dog for, what, two or 3 years,
she
and then we
trained
got
it,
dog.
And you promptly untrained her.
Oh, yeah. She's
Yeah.
She's sassy.
Yes, she is. I love
and her. I love how much she loves my husband. Like, it's ridiculous.
Oh,
like,
my gosh.
First of all, if I leave the bed, she takes my spot immediately. Mm-hmm. Like, she's, like, queen
spot.
Of the house all of a sudden. And then if I, like, my husband's trying to, like, snuggle with me in the morning, oh, no, she's in between us. She's licking him. She's on top of his face.
If that's not a jealous girlfriend, I don't know.
My kids are, like, giving him hugs, and she was, like, launching in his lap, like, getting in.
She
loves
in the middle
the kids,
when I've got the kid. Yeah. She's in the middle trying
to. It's not, like, jealousy. She just, like, wants to be involved.
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
Especially as Parmesan. Sorry, Britain. Yeah, I mean, my kids ask when we're going to eat them often. Mm. But they're like, they'll see a deer and they'll be like, hey, are we going to eat that? I'm like, no.
And I love how eclectic their tastes are. Like, they're not chicken nugget kids. Like,
yeah,
it's
they're Brussels
good.
Sprouts
I think it's
and
good
salmon kids, which is really good.
Yeah. What did we eat?
But to be fair, when they come to our house, what they've requested is pancakes and ramen noodles.
Oh,
that they have every Thursday.
That sounds like an elf meal. You know?
Oh, we had for Mother's Day.
Chocolate chips will be a bonus.
I wanted seared tuna, like ahi tuna, Brussels sprouts, and like a baked potato. Mm-hmm. And the kids at first are like, eh, and then like just eat a bite, and then they ate a bite. They ate so much of it. We had only planned on them eating like a little chunk, and they're like, "Is there more?"
Nice. I'm like, okay. Did you leave the tuna raw in the middle?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that.
I mean, we eat a lot of raw fish, though.
I read the other day that tuna can't be out of the water. Like the second they leave the water, they're instantly dead because of the way that the water passes over their gills. Like it's a different way. I don't know if that's true or not. Because you know, if you're getting your information from Facebook, you know,
jump and stuff.
I don't know. They said that they
get our medical advice from there.
And you have to like knock them out.
Is it everything you read on the internet true?
That sounds interesting.
Let's Google it.
Especially not Wikipedia.
Yeah, I love Wikipedia facts. It's always so true.
And Bill, our chickens are not meat birds, so they would not taste good.
But they make darn good eggs, and they make blue eggs.
They do make good eggs, but they would be gross to eat. Yeah. They're too old now. Yeah. They'd be
but
really
that's
gamey.
I wonder about the wild turkeys, but I guess wild turkeys
they'd be
taste really,
really
bad. Mm.
And then there is only meat birds you only raise for like 16 weeks before
gosh,
you
really?
Harvest them. Yeah. Oh. Yeah, after that, they get gross.
And I like how you said harvest and not butcher.
There's certain breeds of them that are good for meat, and our breed is not good for meat.
So can you imagine if you were the breed
just
that, like,
yeah, they're just egg layers.
Meat, you're a meat bird, like, we raise you just to kill you?
They're cheap, too.
Well,
meat birds are cheap.
That, what do you think a cow is?
Just super glad I wasn't born a chicken or a cow, I guess.
I love those ads when they're like, eat
more chicken.
Eat more chicken.
Or eat more beef, the Chick-fil-A one. Chicken.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember when the boys, my boys had inflatable turkey costume?
Oh my gosh.
And they went door to door by Thanksgiving.
With a petition.
With a petition to not eat turkey.
I don't think I've heard this
story
before.
And they'd be like in the bushes videoing this. So,
in an inflatable turkey outfit.
Oh yeah. So we'd pull up to these houses with this clipboard and it'd be like, somebody in the turkey costume and like a representative next to them. And they would ask these are all our neighbors, right? And they would ask them to like eat chicken or beef or something for Thanksgiving instead of turkey.
Oh my
while
God.
While we recorded it.
Don't you know you all ate turkey that year regardless? It
oh, for
didn't
sure.
Matter. Oh, it wasn't even like
a real thing.
No. Oh.
It was ridiculous.
I
and the videos
it.
Of it, because obviously I wasn't there, but the videos of it. I wonder if we have those somewhere.
Oh, probably.
That'd
our neighbors
funny.
Were like dying laughing. It's a lot of like older people too, and they just thought it was the funniest thing.
That is funny. I would die if somebody pulled up to my house and asked me
in
that.
In an inflatable.
At least it was a creative venture instead of, you know, something naughty.
You guys were funny. You'd come up with some crazy stuff.
Yeah.
Like 90% of what we did is play Spy Kids. Yeah. So,
Yeah.
Spy Kids. All the time.
Does somebody get to be Antonio Banderas or was that not a thing?
Basically, we just had like a trainer in the spies.
Okay.
wasn't real serious.
Or was that Shark Boy and Lava Girl was Antonio Banderas?
I think he was in Spy Kids. Okay. He was the dad, right?
That was a little bit after my time, so I don't really
They
sure,
just had but, like a new yeah. one, too, yeah. or something that yeah. we watched with the kids. Mm. But
I just want a good movie to come out.
Estelle's super into Walter O'Brien right now.
Oh, she's told us to watch
it's
it.
It's Scorpion. The show is called Scorpion.
I don't know what that is.
It's really good. They're like,
is it a Marvel?
No, it's not Marvel. I wonder if there's some truth to it or something. I'm going to look it up. But there's a guy, Walter O'Brien, that's like a team of geniuses, and they work with Homeland Security to solve problems.
And Stella, a
seven-year-old. I was like,
that
doesn't sound like a seven-year-old show.
Oh, yeah. She's like obsessed with
it. She told us to watch it.
Yeah.
And so we're searching for it. And
every day when we get home, she's like, can you
Kaka's
put on Walter
like, no,
O'Brien?
I don't know.
But it's called Scorpion?
It's called Scorpion.
Okay.
That's just the main character's name.
So we were searching for it. We couldn't find it.
It's pretty good.
That would make sense.
I think
right?
it's an old show. Like, I don't think there's new seasons or anything.
Okay. Yeah, I've never heard of it.
I want to say
it's
on
been
Prime.
Watching it.
Okay.
I don't know. We watched it when it first came out, like, on TV. And then, you know, I don't like
you
to
guys, there is
watch
totally
seasons
get
like
out of
that
here.
Because it's like too much time in between and you just get distracted.
Yeah,
and
like everybody who watched the first part of Bridgerton over the weekend and now there's the second part going.
It was so weird. I didn't know it was coming out in two parts. So like that episode ended and then it just like started playing a commercial for something else. And I was like,
I know mine
what?
Went to
when
Suits
is the next
or
part
something.
Come out?
I think it's fairly soon. Yeah.
But, like, why do they even do
why
that?
Why do you do
like,
a break?
You know you have it filmed
yeah,
to make people
like
mad.
Four
Give it to
episodes?
Us all at once. Yeah.
Drama.
Yeah.
Because we're all talking about it now.
I don't need more drama, Bridgerton. I've
I
got
forget
enough.
About it.
Yeah.
Then I just don't
well,
watch it.
Well, that's my big good. Thing. So, like, we want to watch the next season of The Witcher, and I've already forgotten everything. And now the new Game of Thrones is coming out, and I think the last one was 2 years ago. I don't remember anything that came out in the last Game of Thrones. Are you kidding? Oh, you want me to watch it all over again? I don't have time for that.
I get annoyed.
It's too long. We're so like on demand now.
Yeah.
It is crazy.
You trained
I
us,
liked it
you know?
Better because I would just video record all my shows, and then they were just there. So I didn't have to remember what I liked. Yeah. It was just
what
there.
About the time before you DVR. Could set your VCR?
DVR. You know? I loved DVR.
And you had to be home to actually hit DVR. The button.
Yeah. Yeah, we do DVR stuff still.
Oh.
Yeah, because it's...
Because that's the only way... So I just don't watch TV.
Yeah.
Because I can't remember what I like.
That's yeah, funny.
Same.
So...
I don't know.
Yeah. I'll just read.
The full-size flavors are live.
Live They're, and almost gone. Yeah.
The bananas cluster seriously is almost gone. Mm-hmm. The strawberry was pretty close, but there's a little bit of the rest of it. So get that before it is totally gone.
Yes, enjoy the flavors.
Oof.
Don't get me started on the last Game of Thrones.
Or how about the whole original Game of Thrones, right?
I couldn't watch any of it.
And I read the books. Like,
how did Jon Snow not become king?
Well, partially because everybody was talking about how all their favorite characters would get killed off. And I knew it would make me too mad. So I, like, just
not doing that.
Yeah. Reading the books of Game of Thrones. Like,
everyone's massacred.
And there's a million characters. Yeah. And then, like, of course, he still hasn't finished the books.
It's like, did nobody, like, sign a new contract because we just killed them all?
All right, we
got to go. Oh, yeah, we're out of here.
There's something I'm feeling. We're out of here.
You guys,
have a wonderful week.
All right.
Bye.